Felicity and Anne show the factory girls how to turn their ragged skirts into sumptuous silks with beads and embroidery, like those from the finest shops in Paris. Everyone is merry, except for Wendy. She sits in a corner, hugging her knees to her chest. I take a seat beside her on the cold, weedy floor. What is the matter, Wendy?
I'm afraid, she says, holding tightly to her legs.
Of what?
Of wanting it too much, miss.
She wipes her nose on her sleeve.
You said it don't last forever, but what if once I got a taste of it?
A tear slips down her dirty cheek.
What if I can't go back to how it was?
A teacher of mine once said that we can't go back, we can only move forward, I say, parroting Miss Moore's words, back when she was Miss Moore in my mind and not Circe. You don't have to do it. She nods.
Maybe I could just have a little, not too much.
I give her only a little, and when I feel her pulling away, I stop. So, Wendy, what will it be first? A ball gown? Ruby earbobs? A prince? I swallow hard and touch my fingers to her useless eyes. Or I might... She nods.
Yes, miss, if you please.
I cover her eyes and will the magic to its purpose. Did it? I begin. Wendy's mouth settles into a thin line.
Sorry, miss.
You can't see. She shakes her head.
It was too much to hope for.
Nothing's ever too much to hope for, I say, but my heart is heavy. It is the first limit to the magic. It cannot heal, it would seem. Is there something else, anything at all?
I'll show you, she says, taking my hands.
Feeling her way, she leads me outside and around the castle to a small patch of grass bitten with frost. She kneels, pressing her palms to it. A perfect white rose snakes from the ground. Its petals are edged with a deep blood red. She inhales deeply. A smile crosses her lips.
Is it there?
Yes, I say. It's beautiful.
Mum sold roses at the pub. I always like the smell.
A sweet brown hare hops past, its nose wiggling at the ground. Wendy, I whisper, don't move. I brush the frost from a patch of bitter herbs and offer them to the bunny. Curious, he hops closer, and I nestle him into my arms. Here, feel, I say, putting the rabbit near Wendy. She strokes his fur, and a smile lights her face. What shall we call him? I ask.
No, you should name him, Wendy insists.
Very well. I peer closely at his twitching nose. There's something noble and aloof about him. Mr. Darcy, I should think.
Mr. Darcy, I like it.
I fashion a cage for him of twigs and vines and a bit of magic and place the little fellow inside. Wendy holds fast to the cage as if it contains her dearest dreams.